Well, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. You know that I traveled to Fargo, North Dakota on Sunday of this weekend, at least on that day and several days ahead of that. This particular part of the world was filled with smoke from some of the wildfires that have been burning in Canada. They have had some serious drought. Drew Lerner is now here. I bet he has some more information on this. It was really kind of odd, just because it was a low-hanging sort of smoke, and it really just was smoke. That's just an amazing amount of smoke coming out of Canada this way. What can you tell me about those areas?
Well, I can certainly tell you that the drought in the far western part of Canada continues to be pretty serious. Now, I'm talking about almost outside of crop country, up in the forest in the northwest part of the country. This is the second year in a row of just critically dry tinder there, and obviously it's caught fire once again. Last year, we also saw a lot of dense smoke across the prairies. In fact, there was a lot of folks who thought that inhibited some of the degree day accumulations, and some of the crop growth rates were somewhat influenced by the lack of direct sunlight. So that may be happening again this year. We're in a better mode for the prairies this year, with a little better rainfall occurring in crop country, but those forested areas of the northwest part of the country are certainly still dealing with some dryness. But there's actually areas in western Alberta in the agricultural region that are too wet right now, and there's some dryness that's almost as significant in the southern part of Alberta and southwesternmost parts of Saskatchewan, and that isn't going to budge for the next 10 days. So a lot of contrast across the prairies, and the bottom line is the crops are doing better now than they were a few weeks ago, but there's still a need for better evening out of this rainfall bias for all of these areas.
Yeah, so growing degree days and sunlight, a little heat and sunlight actually evens things out really quickly. Tell me about the Corn Belt and what the prospects for that to happen might be.
Well, you know, we're going to see warm nighttime temperatures. That's the biggest thing. You know, when we look at the forecast temperature chart, we see that it's above normal, but a lot of that warmth is at night, the high relative humidity just keeping the temperatures up at night, and that's primarily where the source of that warmth is. The afternoon temperatures are really not that far off from where they ought to be at this time of the year. But we do have a ridge of high pressure that is over the plains and Rocky Mountain region, and as we go forward through the next 5 to 7 days, that ridge will work its way eastward and come into the heart of the Midwest. So we will see a boost in our temperatures. Even in the afternoon, we'll start seeing some upper 80 and lower 90-degree temperatures, kind of like last weekend, actually, and we'll see that occur over a multiple-day period. And in the meantime, that tropical depression that's now forming in the Gulf of Mexico is still poised to come up through the Delta. We might see a little bit of rain come up about the same time that ridge comes over the Midwest next week. And what will end up happening is we'll get a little bit of moisture to occur in the Ohio River Valley area, but the high-pressure ridge will likely reduce the moisture fairly quickly. So it will end up being a little bit more of a tease than it will be a general rain.
Any other areas across the planet that we should check in on, especially in the northern hemisphere?
Well, we're certainly watching France right now. You know, they had that heat wave about 10 days or 2 weeks ago, and they haven't had any rain since. The temperature's cooled off real nicely, got more seasonal, but it still hasn't rained a drop. And we're looking at a pattern here that's going to continue to perpetuate that for 10 more days. So some of the summer crops and even some of the late spring crops in France are definitely taking it on the chin right now. Germany was involved with this, too, for a little while, but rain is expected later tonight through Saturday in Germany and some neighboring areas of Poland as well as Czech Republic, so we'll see relief in those areas. And then we have the opposite problem in the western part of Russia. It won't stop raining. Those folks have seen rain on just about every day now for the past week, and they've got 10 more days of rain coming and going across that region. It is time to start harvesting the wheat and rye there, as well as some rapeseed that still needs to be harvested. So all those crops are going to suffer a decline in quality if we can't get better drying to take place.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He joined us here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.